The United States is pleased to contribute to the UNECE regional review of the implementation of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. We reaffirm the declaration made by a former First Lady, Hillary Rodham Clinton, at the 4th World Conference on Women that adopted this landmark agenda that human rights are women's rights and women's rights are human rights. The United States remains committed to advancing gender equality and to promoting and protecting the human rights of women, girls, and LGBTQI plus individuals, particularly those who face multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination. This anniversary is a critical moment to redouble our efforts to achieve the commitments made in Beijing and to accelerate global progress on gender equality. In 2015, 20 years after Beijing, we came together to adopt the Sustainable Development Goals. Gender equality is the key accelerator for the entire 2030 agenda, and achieving the SDGs is essential to building lasting peace and security. We are only 5 years from 2030, and progress is lagging on the 2030 agenda, particularly Goal 5 on gender equality. We are failing women and girls. That's why our efforts to achieve the tenets outlined in Beijing remain as important as ever before. That means increasing investment, political will, and addressing the rising attacks on gender equality and human rights around the world. The United States takes this task seriously. That is why President Biden established the first ever White House Gender Policy Council and why the council developed the first ever national strategy on gender equity and equality to serve as a blueprint for our work to advance the rights and opportunities of women and girls in the United States and around the world. We are making historic investments in gender equality, including by doubling our commitment to a record $2.6 billion to advance gender equality in our foreign assistance. We also established the Gender Equity and Equality Action Fund in 2021 to advance economic security for women and girls and address barriers that limit their full economic participation. The fund has so far invested $500 million around the world. The United States is also taking action to increase access to affordable, high-quality care for families and to support caregivers and care workers. Globally, we are working in partnership with the World Bank, governments, foundations, and others to incentivize investments in childcare infrastructure in low- and middle-income countries. Ending gender-based violence is a key priority for the United States. In 2022, the Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act was signed into law, which dramatically increases our investments in ending gender-based violence at home. We have also worked through the Global Partnership for Action on Gender-Based Online Harassment and Abuse to advance policies to address online safety for women and girls. We are committed to defending women's rights and elevating women's civic and political participation and leadership. Last month, we and our partners reached over $900 million in commitments to Women Lead, an initiative to advance women's political participation and address technology-facilitated gender-based violence, which hinders women's political leadership and democracy. Our efforts in all these areas must place youth, particularly girls, at the center. This month, the United States launched the 2024 Global Strategy to Empower Adolescent Girls. Girls have immense potential for innovation, leadership, and entrepreneurship. We stand firm in our commitment to elevate their voices and invest in a future that promotes their rights, leadership, and well-being. Despite our progress, we know we have much to do. I know gender equality is a goal we can achieve because I haven't only worked in this field for 40 years, I have lived the arc of its progress, starting as a young girl in India and now speaking to you as Ambassador for Global Women's Issues for the United States. It is a path made possible because of many of you in the room, and we must ensure a future where other girls are given the chance to walk a similar path. Thank you very much.
Estonia.